Britain and the EU will rip each other apart. Those were the weekend words of the French Foreign Minister, Jean-Yves Le Drian, describing impending negotiations on a post-Brexit trade deal to be agreed by the end of the year. He said there were huge files in his office on difficult areas to negotiate, including access to UK territorial waters for fishing. Well, our Europe editor, Tony Connolly, has more on this. And Tony, this was very blunt language from Monsieur Le Drian.
Yes, Christopher, quite a pre-match talk, if you like. Now that we're in rugby season, this sounds a little bit like posturing by the French Foreign Minister. He was speaking at the Munich Security Conference over the weekend. But it's true that there, you know, the closer we get to these trade negotiations getting underway, and they should get underway at the beginning of March, it is true that the areas of divergence and disagreement are really starting to be revealed by both sides. And one big battleground, as you mentioned, will be fisheries. The other big battleground will be what's called the level playing field provisions. And that's essentially the EU saying that an economy the size of the UK that is so geographically close to the European Union, that is so embedded in the EU's economy, simply has to abide by the standards and rules that the EU operates. Otherwise, the UK could just undercut the EU across the board and gain a competitive advantage. The UK, for its part, says we have no intention of lowering our standards, and you are not giving us the kind of free trade agreement that you give with Canada or South Korea or Japan, so we're being unfairly treated. The EU would say in response to that, well, you're not like Canada or Japan or South Korea because you're just right on our doorstep. So that's really the big point of confrontation. And with each passing day, as we approach these trade negotiations, the rhetoric seems to get a little bit spikier on both sides.
Indeed. And the UK's new chief Brexit negotiator, David Frost, well, he's going to be in Brussels today.
Yes, he's giving a speech in Brussels tonight at the ULB, which is a university here in Brussels, and that will be very keenly watched. He was appointed last year by Boris Johnson as his chief Brexit negotiator in the final stages of the withdrawal agreement, the divorce, and he's staying in the chair as the chief negotiator for the free trade and future relationship negotiations. But he's quite a subterranean character. He doesn't often speak, or in certainly in public. So this will be a very intriguing speech that he'll give tonight, setting out the UK's overall objectives ahead of the trade negotiations. And we'll hear a lot more, I think, about why the UK objects to the EU's red lines or demands on the level playing field and on fisheries.
And Tony, just while we have you, because we're going to be coming to our own political situation here in a couple of items' time on this programme, but what's the mood in Brussels about the outcome of the election as we head into those trade talks with regard to government formation here? Is it something that's spoken much about?
Well, I think there's been a lot of interest in Brussels, certainly in terms of the drama of the election and this sort of surge of Sinn Féin. And there have been questions asked if there will be continuity in the Irish government's position vis-a-vis Brexit and vis-a-vis a lot of other issues. But the point should be made that the European Commission negotiates on behalf of member states, so they will really be in the driver's seat. But of course, the Irish government, like all other member states, will be making its demands known at each stage along the way. And I think the feeling is that there will be continuity on the Irish side when it comes to the nuts and bolts of a free trade agreement. Obviously, Ireland as a state will want a close trading relationship given the amount of trade that we do with the UK.